Today's Shir in the Deer Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chaf Gimel Omud Beis in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. And we're in Simen Reish Nun Gimel, still discussing various laws of cooking and heating Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. And we are at the very top with Sif Hei in the Mechaber. The Mechaber begins. Mutter Law says, Al Pi Kideres Chamin B'Shabbos, Tavshil Shinish Basyal Me Erev Shabbos called Sarcho. One is permitted to put on top of a pot that's already on the oven another pot. Now, this first pot that you have already on the oven has food inside of it. Let's say cholent inside of it, some hot dish inside of it. That was put on appropriately and in a hetzedik way, so it's now on there on Shabbos. So you can now put a pot on top of that pot as long as this pot was cooked fully on Erev Shabbos, called sarcho. For example, it gives you kigon pandish v'chayotz behem. Pandish, we'll see essentially in the Mishneh Berurah, it brings down that this is something that is like a bread that has inside of it meat. So some sort of like a meat knish. Doesn't lav davka have to be meat. That's what this pandish was. But you'd be allowed to put this on top of the already cooking pot. And the reason that you're doing this is l'chamim, to heat it up. It's already fully cooked. There's no gravy on it, as we'll see. And therefore, you're allowed to put this pandish on top of the cholent pot that's already on the oven. Because, as I've already mentioned, the Mechaber tells us over here, there is no cooking this item over here, this second item that you're putting on top of the pot that's on the fire, because it's already been cooked fully, and this man diomar, the Shulchan Aruch is bringing down over here, which is the Ran, holds that there's ein bishul achar bishul. This is the Ran in the name of the Rashba. However, but if you have, for example, some sort of an insulated container over here, like a urn or something like that, that has garments or things around it that are insulating it, then you wouldn't be allowed to go and put this pandish inside of that, because that would be hatmana on Shabbos, and that would be a problem. Let's now see the Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Pehei writes, Afilu hi omedes alo esh. This is allowed to put this meat knish, this pandish, on top of a pot that's cooking, is even if that first pot, which was put on in a hetzedik way, is directly on the fire. The Deir Shifut number 107 brings down, Sha'af al pi, deizeh mosif hamecham hevel. Even though you're adding somewhat to the heat, you're somewhat insulating it over here. Ein hanoch al gabav nechsheves katmona. That's not considered like katmona over here. He does bring down that others disagree and say that it would be forbidden because of this hatmona b'miktsas. The Mishneh Berurah continues in Sivkot and Pei Vav. It has to be cooked fully, we said, for this to be allowed. This is the opinion, as I mentioned, in the Ber HaGola, the Ran, B'Shem HaRashba, and that's what the Mishneh Berurah says. Da, the Das HaRashba. This is the Rashba's opinion. The Dover Shekvar Nispachel, if something has been fully cooked, Afilu Nitzdanin Achakach Legamri, even if it's now totally cooled off, it's at room temperature, Su Les Bei Mishun Bishul Afilu Hu Dover Sheish Borotev. The Rashba's opinion is that once you've already cooked something, Ein Bishul Achabishul applies even if it's a liquid of a food. However, later on, the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Yud Ches seems to paskin like the Rosh, who disagrees with this Rashba, and he says, "Ubedaver sheyesh bo morok." If something has gravy, it has liquid on it, im nitzdanin, if that totally cools off, there is a problem. Yesh bo achakach od mishum bishul. You can't have bishul achabishul by liquidy things. That's why we are so careful not to put liquidy things from the refrigerator onto the blech. And here, v'hocha b'pandish, this pandish over here, the meikal shulchan aruch lahach chamamon. Here, the shulchan aruch says you can do this is because this pandish doesn't have liquids. He says afilu miyah hayatzu lettuce. Well, even you're putting it on an area where it will become hot to the extent at least of yatzu lettuce bo, mishum du dover shein borota, because it doesn't have any gravy on it, because this pandish ki pandishu lechem, it's a bread afui hamamula b'wasser, it's baked bread that is inside of it. Has meat, so like a potato knish or a meat knish over here, exactly. Ulukuliyama, let's be mishum bishul here. Even the Rosh would agree that there's no bishul achabishul when it comes to a solid food that doesn't have liquid. Afin it's stanley gamri, even if it's totally cooled off. Kemosha cause of shin yudches sif tesvav, as we'll see over there. And in fact, that's what the Ramah said at the end of yesterday. Share, go look in Simen shin yudches for these halachos. This is not the normal way that people go and heat something up by putting it on top of a pot already on the oven. They put it directly on the oven. Rotsalomish was telling us the after came along shosulitin lechachila b'Shabbos ala kira. Even though on Shabbos you're not allowed to put something directly on the kira, afilu nispashal kol tzarcho v'hu dovracham. Even if it's hot and it's already been fully cooked, you're not allowed to just put it on the oven. V'gam akiva grufu k'tuma. And even if the oven itself already has a blech on it, you just can't take something out and put it right on the blech. There hosamatam mishum dinira kimavashul b'Shabbos. It looks like you're doing bishul on Shabbos. There is no concern really of shema yachate because you do have the blech on it, but nevertheless it looks like you're cooking on Shabbos. The derech bishul b'kach. That's the normal way that people do bishul. However, avahocha ain't derech bishul b'kach ayde hefse kedera. Nobody ever cooks by placing something on top of a pot on the oven. The dinira kimavashul. Therefore, it doesn't look like you're cooking, and therefore this is permissible. If it has a lot of grease or fat that has congealed, now you have a problem. That's going to melt, and you have a concern over here of creating something new. Nolad, making a new thing on Shabbos. That the fat over here melts and becomes liquidy. And this is also discussed. Most of the cause of Shinyut Chesiv Tezayin Nagod, the Ramo over there discusses this. Ayin Sham, we'll get there for those further details. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Peches, and he explains that you're not allowed to do hatmana. That Machaber was saying, Rod Salomar, the Imkideras Hachamin, O Hamecha, if the cholent pot that you're putting the pandish on, or the urn that you're placing the pandish on, if that item, Hoya Mechusim Elamala Bevgadr, if that was insulated with various types of cloths, Afilum ein eish tachtel, then even if it's not on the fire, it's just insulated. Gamkin also lahatmin a pandish tachas avagodim. Then you're not allowed to put this pandish underneath those garments, underneath that additional heating item. Mishum isser hatmona. That is an isser of insulating, which is prohibited to be done on Shabbos. Because we hold the kaim alon, the also lahatmin b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to insulate on Shabbos. Afilu tavsho shehu mevushel kol tzarcho. Even if this tavshil, this pot, has already been cooked and it's still hot. And even if you're insulating it, afilu b'dover she'ein mosif hevel, even if it's not going to add heat, it's just going to maintain the heat. Insulation is a whole separate discussion other than bishul. In some ways, we're stricter with insulating than we are with potential bishul issues. We'll have to wait till we get to the appropriate siman in Shulchan Aruch to discuss these halachos. Now the Ramah says, you likewise can't put it directly on the blech, on this area of the oven that is grufa k'tuma, because the only time you're allowed to do that is via chazara. With all of the details that we've already discussed, and we'll continue to discuss under what circumstances is chazara on Shabbos permitted. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Peites explains, v'anocha lechachila b'Shabbos osur, to place it directly on this oven on Shabbos is forbidden, afilu huadayin roseach, even if it's still very hot, boiling hot, umitzdamik ralo, and even if it's going to get worse by cooking it further, as brought down by the Vilna Gaon, this is still forbidden on Shabbos. That is the first opinion that the Ramah brings down. But then he brings a more lenient opinion. V'yesh matirin, he says, there are those that do permit you, litin l'soch tanur sh'ofu bo min bo'yom, to put it inside an oven that had been heated up on Erev Shabbos, but now is off. The me'achar sh'lo hitminu bo rak ofu bo min bo'yom. You're not insulating it in there, but you're putting it inside a hot area that the oven is no longer on, but it's still retaining the heat from yesterday. Lo nishar bo rak hevel ma'at. This is only called a little bit of heat over here. V'in lochu shlebishul. And nobody's going to say that you are going to be cooking in this because the oven isn't on. And the Ramah brings this down in the name of the kolbo. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tzadi adds, he says, Hainu shenosim b'Shabbos b'boker, you're putting into this oven on Shabbos morning, b'soch hatanur, inside this tanur that was heated up yesterday, but it's not on now, hatavshol shenizbashol kidei sheyizchamim, and you're putting in this fully cooked tavshol in order to give it a little bit of heat, to take the chill out of it, so to say. The av shebesoch hatanur v'akira kaimalon, dafi lugor v'kotun osu lahachzir, because even though in a tanur or a kira that even has a blech on it, you can't just put something on it. The ain mutarak al gaboy, you can only put it on top of that type of a situation, not inside the oven. Here, hocha achar shelo hitminu bo chamin l'Shabbos. You're not really insulating inside of it hot things on Shabbos. Rak ofu bo mi bo jom. It was used to heat up yesterday. So ain bo lemocha rak chomut. It only has a little bit of heat retained inside of it. The ain nirak mevasha yedeze. And as we mentioned, this doesn't look like you're cooking by putting something inside this oven, which isn't on Shabbos, even though it's a little bit hot. Umashba, dimayatom bo cham in the Arab. However, if there had been things insulated inside of it from Arab Shabbos, the nafish havle v'tanur. In that situation, it would have a much higher heat inside the oven. then you wouldn't be allowed to put something inside of it on Shabbos morning, and put in a cooked dish in there in order to heat it up, because that would be more of a problem of hatmana rather than a problem of cooking. Now, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that this first opinion that we brought down here, the Yesh Matirim, is only according to the Kolbo. The Kol Zehu La Kolbo. Abu Badarki Moshe, the Ramah himself brings down in the Darki Moshe, V'chemi HaRamah Le'el B'sif Be'ez Ba'akor, and the Ramah here in Shulchan Aruch, as the Ramah, brings down earlier in Sif Be'ez. Mukach Tenogim L'Hokil, that we are more lenient, L'Hachzi L'Toch HaTaneh B'chol Gabed, that we would allow you to put it inside the oven under all circumstances. However, he concludes, Elisha Masayim Shom the Tov L'Hachmir. But even there, while he brought down the more lenient opinion, says that you should be Machmir. It's more appropriate to be Machmir. The Ramah continues and he says, when can you take advantage of this cooler of the Kolbo? Ubavad shalom nitztanin legamri. That's when it hasn't totally cooled off. It's still a little bit hot. The Yesh Machmir is there. Others are more machmir over here. The machom kokach betaner shayad soletisbo osir. Others say if the oven is hot enough that it could reach the temperature of yad soletisbo, then it would be forbidden to do so. Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Sadi Aleph brings down that it hasn't totally cooled off, because again, if it's totally cooled off, then we are concerned the yeshba od mishum bishul. Then we are concerned that it looks like bishul over here. The also laniach afilu betanuk is there, and you can't even put it inside such an oven that's not on but still has heat in it. The shem yagi atavshul achiyayatzu letisbo, because maybe it will be able to reach the temperature of yatzu letisbo. Then we said that some are machmir on this. Sif's cotton sadi beis and Mishnah Berurah says, in this situation, time of the reason is the chazar l'socha taner li'olam osur, because this opinion holds that you can never put it inside the taner. It's always osur. Whether there's a lot of heat inside the taner, or even if there's only a little heat left in the taner, it's forbidden. Because the rabbi said across the board, don't put it into the oven that's on. And in this situation, we don't distinguish how hot that oven that's on, or that has heat in it rather, is how hot it is. If it's very hot or a little bit hot still, we don't allow you to put it in there. The rabbis didn't give degrees, so to say, to their shear. If it's less than 75 degrees, you can put it in. More than 75 degrees, you can't put it in. The rabbis didn't say that. They said, across the board, don't put it in the oven according to this machmir position. However, he brings down a meal. Davka k'sheyesh chom b'taner sheyatzu letisbo. At least it has to be to the temperature of yatzu letisbo. When I said 75 degrees a minute ago, I really misspoke. It would be 104 degrees. If it's less than 104 degrees, it's not called an oven. It's not called hot. The ilav hochi ain olof shem taner shusaklap. Then it's not called an oven that is heated up at all. That's called a normal place that you can put something down on. Nobody ever has a problem putting down the food onto your kitchen table. So if the oven doesn't have at least the heat level of yatzu letisbo, let's say 104 degrees, so then it's not called an oven that was heated up. It's called a cold oven, and that is permissible. And again, the Ramah tells us these halachas will be discussed ayin lekamen simen shin yudches in further detail. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Sadi Gimel writes, but if it's so hot that it is yatzo letisbo, so the Mishnah Berurah explains sarach lomar shim hachom v'chule. If the heat inside of the oven is still able to reach the temperature of yatzo letisbo, then it's definitely osur because di lav hachi. Because if that's not the case, afilu yesh machmirum shari. If it can't reach that temperature, even those that are machmir say it's not a problem, as we just brought down, that's not called an oven at all. Now we continue in the Ramah, and he writes, the chol hadvarim she'osu lasos midvarim elu, all of these things that you're not allowed to do that we just said, osu lo maleinu yehudi lasos, you're not allowed to have a non-Jewish person do it for you. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Sadi Dalet, hainu, afilu dvarim she'en behem rak yisud rabbanon, even those things which aren't an yisud deraisa, but only an yisud rabbanon, you're not allowed to ask a non-Jewish person to do it for you, amiru li akum is also even by the rabbanon. Therefore, the Ramah continues in his paskins, l'chein osu lo maleinu yehudi, you're not allowed to tell a non-Jewish person to go and heat up the pot for you if it cooled off. And in fact, if you did so, then you would not even allow to eat this after it cooled off again. And we'll explain why in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah. So let's see first the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Sadi Hei. He brings down, even if the non-Jewish person is going to place it not directly on the fire, not directly on the oven, so there is no Isser of Chazar over here. Nevertheless, afal pikein, Osir, Mishum Isser Bishel, Kemishin Estan and Ligamri. There still is an Isser Bishel over here if it totally cooled off, as we again have learned previously, and Kemosha Kosav, Simishin Yuchet, Siv Dalu, the Siv Tezvav, Behagah, Ayin Sham, as the Ramah discusses over there. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah does paskim, we call Mokom, Kotzvah, Mogin Avram, Shari Achron, the Mogin Avram, and other Achronim, right? Dibidi Evid, after the fact, if this was done by the non Jewish person, Yesh Lahat, Dir Hatavshul, Beofen Zeshelo, Hemid, Alo, Esh Mamish. You don't have to be so strict and not allow this food to be eaten on Shabbos if he didn't put it directly on the fire. He only put it in a way that it did get hot, but he didn't put it directly on the fire, so b'di'evet, you would be allowed to eat this. The reasoning is, me'achar di'esh poskin shematiru nafilu li'Yisrael la'asosu l'chadchila, because there are opinions to say a Jewish person could even do this l'chadchila, so therefore, if a non-Jewish person does it, it certainly can't be harsher than that. K'mo shekosso m'siv tezvav ba'agot, as Willem Yitzha Shem learn in Shin Yud Ches, in Siv Tezvav there in the Ramah. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes Siv Katan Sadivov. He says, even if it's cooled off, you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. After lo nenem imlechas in yudi lechatchila, even though you haven't gotten any benefit from the yudi, it was cold before, now it's cold again. Nevertheless, mikol mokom kansuhu. The rabbis instituted a knas over here, shiyamtin ad lo erev b'chadei shiyosa, that you have to wait till Matzei Shabbos to heat it, and you have to wait the amount of time it would have taken to heat this up, even after Shabbos. Why? The Nasa Malacha Yidei Tzivoy, because the non-Jewish person did something at your behest, and therefore the rabbis instituted a knas here to make sure that you don't do it again. Now, if you didn't tell the non-Jewish person to do this, you have a non-Jewish person working in your house, and he knows that you are going to have cold food, and out of his own kindness of his heart, he goes and puts it in a way that will heat it up, that's not directly on the fire, then shari lechol tzone. Then we don't cancel you in this situation because you didn't tell him. So as soon as it cools down, we allow you to eat it. Kivin shein nanim milachto klal. You didn't benefit at all from the non-Jewish person putting it there. It was hot, and now it cooled off. It was cool beforehand. You could have eaten it beforehand cold, and now you can eat it again cold. V'lo yerotzu b'kach. You didn't ask the non-Jewish person to do this for you. He did it on his own. Therefore, we did not cancel you in this situation. Therefore, there is no reason to make it prohibited for the Jewish person because he did not ask the non-Jewish person to do this. So once it's cold, it's just like it was before, and you're allowed to eat it. However, if you see him doing this, you should protest. You should tell him, please don't do that. You should tell him not to do that. That will conclude today's shiur.